seed grow from trees. Amen. And you know, so there was another seed on another tree, alright, which was a mix of good and evil. But maybe you can keep that. I will keep this picture while I read so that we can get up. So you can see from the middle part of what we are sharing that from Genesis 2, that the problem of Adam was the problem of his mind. The knowledge. Knowledge is nowhere else but where? In the mind. Alright? So the knowledge was the problem. And so you can see in that Genesis 2, 15 to 17, and then in Genesis 3, 6 to 7. Okay, so the tree of the world, knowledge of good and evil. So the mind of Adam was the target. Okay, and we will show later why the mind is important. And when you say why the mind is important, it's so far. But when you understand why is your mind important, and you can understand social media explosion is meant to capture the mind and put the mind down. Hallelujah. It's also a doorway that can help you to also rise. Hallelujah. Depends on how you use it. So, the knowledge of good and evil, and it was directed at the woman. Now, the word of God is dimensional. You know, that's the way the Bible is written. The Bible is written in dimensions. So, there's a natural woman. The woman came from the man. In fact, there's a place where God even calls a man and woman Adam. And he created a man and woman and called them Adam. Okay, male and women and female, yes. You know, so, in a higher dimension, the woman speaks of the soul. Alright? Because in some cases, that has made them a little lower than the angel. So, the quantity. The spiritual quantity of the soul is the more lower energy compared with the spirit. Alright, so as it were, God set a trap for the devil. It was a trap. And he fell into it. Alright, so you have the soul. Okay, you see already. Alright, so here. So you have the body, the soul, and then the spirit of mind. Right? Now, the divine order, and whether you like it or not, that's the way it is. The spirit overshadows the soul, and the soul overshadows the body. That's the way it should be. But the devil has his own technology. When darkness came, he reversed it. So, the fallen man became body. And then his soul became very, very, you know, became very little. And the spirit is almost non-existent. Alright? So, and that has been the challenge where we have emphasized spirit very little and emphasized more of the body. So we are body minded, which is what the devil wants. But God wants us to be opposite, to be spirit minded. Alright. So God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So we will normally do this our 6 cycles. So we will say this is the spirit of man. This is the soul. And then this is the body. And then this is the spirit of God. And then Christ. And then Father. So you can see the flow of energy. That's how the liver should flow. But when sin came, it cut off. Cut off the flow of the liver. So, man has been operating in a dark, lifeless zone. So when it's only the blood that opens it up. So when we get born again, this channel is open. And the life of God begins to trickle in. But God intends that it will be, it says, angels ascending and descending. So one of the things that is changing, or that will change, is that the church is becoming more spirit conscious. So there is a revival of praying in tongues, praying in the spirit. I know many of us have issues with it. So you have to go to God. The Bible says, should you be praying in tongues in public? If you pray in tongues, let your brother like that. No problem with that. But if I come to fellowship and I'm praying in tongues for 1 hour, I'm praying to myself. And God is talking to me. There's a problem with that. You know, so the church, you know, it's a little thing there. Alright? So the hope of the church is our Lord God becomes spirit conscious. And the Bible says that Jesus Christ even offered himself by through the eternal spirit. The Spirit of God helped him to offer himself. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. So if you are going to climb up back, then you need to do something about your spirit. And that's why there is a very big movement about the spirit. I told you about the story while I was in family. The brother came and asked me, "Oh, this is so, you're talking about spirit." I said, "Brother, I don't know about spirit." Anyway, that was around 7 years ago. So that has changed. So God is opening up the dimensions of the spirit. Amen. Yeah, say amen. God is opening this up. There are channels between their spirit and the spirit of God. Samson called it, there are seven locks. There's a connection between your spirit and the spirit of God. Sin locked it, calamity locked it. Is being opened up. Someone says, channels of my spirit. Oh, everything that's talking about. Amen. So the channels in your spirit must be open. It must be a highway. It must be a mighty river flowing. Hallelujah. And when that river begins to flow, the destination is your soul. And eventually the body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The body is meant to be a quickening spirit. So the spirit is supposed to be a quickening spirit for your body. The hospital of the body is your soul. Because your soul was created to rise through your spirit into that garden of God. That's the line where there is life. The throne of God. There is no sickness or death or soul. You know, that's why you must have milk and honey. When a child is born, they have milk. Every food is necessary. Is there. Hallelujah. So Canaan is milk and honey. Everything you need is in the realm of the spirit. Yeah, say amen now.
Amen.
So what he's saying is not true, and I say it's true. Amen. Go and check with God. Amen.
Amen.
In the presence of God, go to read the Revelation. Say there are tens and hundreds and millions and which restaurant are they eating from? They have millions going to food for them. Amen.
Amen.
Which restaurant do the angels eat from?
Hallelujah.
That's life in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
We are testing and passionate. From what we said, we said that still we are hungry and thirsty. Our soul is hungry and thirsty. Why? Because we are not rising. It's the spirit that the job of the spirit is to carry the soul and rise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, I'm checking the other story. Check it very well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, we are trying to give the reason why there has to be an atonement. Because the healing must start from the mind. Alright? The healing starts from the mind. The blood is applied to the mind. And when we talk about the tabernacle, you will also see that the blood is applied to the mind. Because if that labor, that labor, that breathing altar, that labor, is a soul. So So this is the mind, emotion, this is the will. Yes, this is right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So when the priest puts blood there, it applies the blood to the mind, the blood to the soul. So as you go up, it applies up and up and up until the heart. Hallelujah. Amen. So, last week we read that scripture of Romans chapter 5. Alright? About the law of darkness that's warring against our mind. Let us read again. Romans 6 and then Romans 7. This is Brother Paul talking. And if Paul agrees, better follow me. Brother Paul saying, I have a problem. He understood what this invasion was. Alright, so he says he saw another law. When the Bible uses the word law, the Greek word nomos means force. There is another force. There is another power. You know? When Israel, I will use Israel, when Israel signed a peace agreement with, I think it was Yisrael again, and Yasser Arafat, they made that agreement. They gave back Gaza to the Palestinians. You know what they did? They built a city underground. They developed a tunnel technology. You don't understand? The houses under are more than the ones up. So they built a whole city. They colonized it. Hallelujah. So, that's what the devil did. So when the devil came to the mind, he tunneled into the nature of the mind to possess the mind. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Alright, so let's read Romans 6. So you can understand. You know, as Brother Benham says, what we are talking about is not an event, it's a process. You must be involved in it. You don't just see that guy that has every Sunday come and go, Sunday come and go, eat all the food 3 times a day, 3 times 365 a day, only you can eat it. That's the problem. Amen.
Amen.
Because as soon as Zion can say, what are you can say? Because there is an enemy within you. They say a bull in a China shop. You see that? You know how you say? There's a bull in a China shop. It will scatter everything. That's what the devil is busy destroying. So, it is your responsibility and my own to drive the devil out.
Amen.
Because all that I need has been made available. Alright, so we are carrying Bible ground and just enjoying ourselves 3 days, go to work, come back. I already do this. So, my friends who have been working for the past 40 years, in the next few years, they will say, bye bye, don't come anymore to the hospital. In fact, before you even go, the boys are there already taking your office. So what are you working for? Amen. Bread or meat for the belly, the meat for the belly for meat. Two of them cannot go to hell. Hallelujah. The body has no solution. The Bible says that all creation, that's the body is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Hallelujah. If you spend all your life taking care of body, and this is not you to go through all this. Well, as somebody says, it's a tent making. Amen. I've been talking about this one. It's moonlighting. You know? The main job is recovering your soul from darkness. Hallelujah. All the other ones are moonlighting. So, Romans 6. Romans 6. Romans 5 and 6, 6, 5 and 6. Okay. Let's go maybe. Verse 14. It says, okay, verse 12. Let all sin therefore reign in your mortal body. I should obey it. In the lost heaven. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of righteousness. unto or yield unto the Father.
So that's what that picture is saying. So it's either I'm going up, I'm going down. There is no passive.
Amen. It's an active process. And your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you.
Now we showed that last week. Say that sin and death reign from Adam to Moses. Then when Moses came with the blood of bulls and goats. There's an energy there. Amen. And that energy once in a year could bring forgiveness, salvation for the people. And Hebrews 9 says, how much more the blood of Jesus Christ? So he said, Jesus Christ came and abolished it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you believe in the same person, Jesus abolished death. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, when you are saying it, there is a resistance within you. Say, what are you talking about? Amen. This Gaza is our land. If you ask the word Palestine, nobody says it. Palestine is not, it's just an English word that is created. Amen. So, it's also sin. Sin is a phantom created by the devil. Hallelujah. Okay, so that's what he's talking about. Then look at verse 19. I seek after the manner of men because of the eternity of their faith. For as ye have yielded your members, servants to uncleanness, and to iniquity unto you, so now also ye your members, servants to righteousness, unto holiness. Amen. Now let's read verse 14 of 7-2 of chapter 7. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, so under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. For what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law of God that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do, but what? Sin. Sin is a personality, it is a spiritual force and personality. Hallelujah. And must be evacuated. Hallelujah. It's no one mean that do it, but sin that dwelleth in you. So, you have to understand, we are so different from sin. The nature of the soul is different from sin. This is the soul there, enjoying the presence with God. Then darkness came and attacked. And now impose its nature into the soul. Hallelujah. And 1 Corinthians 15 says, if we have borne the image of this darkness, we also have the right to also bear the image of Christ also upon our soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So Romans 5 says, if sin came through one man, then no problem. Righteousness also is coming through another man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So the faith I have is not in myself. I have the faith in Christ. Hallelujah. And that faith is in the blood, because that energy is mine. The mind of Jesus is in the blood. The emotion, the desire, the will is in the blood. Hallelujah. And that blood was more than ran the devil out of hell. Because Jesus went to hell. I hear the crusade. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This blood entered hell. I hear the crusade and drove everybody
away.
Everybody wanted to go to heaven that day went. Matthew 27 said that the saints also are supported. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They took their body. And they left the rest. Hallelujah. Amen. How many people want to take their body? Didn't that take their body? Speak to your body, Zorga. You are going with Christ.
Amen.
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 We are in the business of declaration. See, medical science is one of the things that happened. Three paracetamol. The divine service is proclamation.
Amen.
We see the life of God you have been ministered to your body.
Hallelujah.
Ministered to your situation. That is divine life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Medical science is started. Operation. Divine life is what? Declaration. It says by the mouth. Salvation is not declaration, it's not to what? Salvation. Amen.
Yes,
you have pain in your body. When you face the same pain, you are going to put on the image of Christ. Whether you like it or not, you better change your mind. Absolutely.
Amen.
But not even our body for the devil.
Amen.
The devil wants to destroy and say, no, not this body. Hallelujah.
Moses
said, my body is going with me. What do you understand? God said, God will mount it. He said, no problem. Let's go. He went there. And he said, he carried one lamb by his side. He shed the blood. And back up and ground it.
Amen.
Many days later, when Jesus was also going to carry somebody, Moses landed. Elijah landed. They say they discussed about his disease. He said, look, hallelujah.
Amen.
He asked them, how was that matter? And they told him how it was. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So when he was praying in the garden, before he even made violence, the father was sent.
Hallelujah.
He had already proven true. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm going to ask him a question, who is Christ? Who is not Christ? See what I No, he didn't say he helped him. He said, it's not you, it's those people. He didn't listen to what you have to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not the picture of one who was trembling, death is coming, but he came triumphant.
Amen.
Amen. And that same spirit we have it. So now we are rising up and carrying that spirit.
Amen.
And we are in it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when we stand in the city, say, this one is. It's like that. They are understanding what they are doing. It's called jubilee.
Amen.
The trumpet. Hallelujah. When you hear it, it will not be like what you
are
doing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So let's read from verse 21. I find then a law that when I will do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the world, but I see another enemy. Hallelujah. I see another Palestinian. Amen. I see another Lord in my members. Warring against is war, brethren. Not peace. I'm making war. They are breaking open. Let me tell you something. When the Romans went to Jerusalem, you understand what? Even the Babylonians, stone by stone, they melted every stone and carried the gold. Was a treasure. They melted, they carried all the gold, all the treasures. The best wood on earth, Solomon used it to build that temple. The best. That's what the Bible says. Hallelujah. He stole it. Bible says we are carefully and wonderfully made. The devil is working and producing diseases to steal the life of God. Hallelujah. And we are no longer going to align. Hallelujah. We are no longer. You know, and when we are together, that's why we need to tell the body is key, brethren. Amen. Like our Savior was praying today. Amen. Let's support one another. And our strength. See, a threefold cord is not easily broken. Amen. You can't fight alone. Join with your brethren. Hallelujah. And there will be more strength to overcome. Hallelujah. You know, so that war against the mind, bringing me where? Into captivity of the law. Which is in my members. Hallelujah. The old wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body. Didn't stop there. Many of us stop there. Don't go to the next one. I thank God through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So there with the mind, I myself do what? Serve the Lord. How does it serve God? From his mind. That's why the mind must be reconciled. Amen. With my mind, I serve God. But with the flesh wants to eat barley and fish. The flesh wants barley and fish and ice cream. Amen. So the fire is the cross of us. Hallelujah. So this body was made to. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So that, let's just say a few verses in. The devil now has no condemnation to them who are Christ Jesus. Who walk? Not after the flesh, but after the spirit. So as you grow older in the spirit, you begin to repress, you know the voice of your body, of your flesh. And you know the voice of your soul. And the voice of your spirit. Hallelujah. You begin to see those voices. Hallelujah. Except that then wait. Hallelujah. Today is fast. Amen. Hallelujah. Alright, so, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has done what? Made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh,
God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And for sin, did what? Condemn sin to the flesh. And the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk, not after the flesh, but after the spirit. For they that are after the flesh, do what? Mind. This is our mind again. The mind, the things of the flesh. For they that are after the spirit, or mind the things of the spirit, what? The things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is what?
Yes.
Carnal mind means you are depending on BSDB to make you happy. Don't you do that? We will use our scripture so we can be happy. We want some time, so we look at your social media, Facebook, Instagram, we look at your phone. So they are buying food, they are buying spiritual energy. Amen.
Amen.
But if you do that too much, that your life in trouble. Neither indeed. So then, they that are, yeah, in the flesh, that means you are controlled by the flesh. Wake up, say today, and I feed you. All the programs that I never watched, watch. That language should not be found in the mammals. Then I say today, and I feed you, right here. All the programs I never, all those only with you that I never watched, I watch them today. That's what I need to think about. Amen. We will share it. Amen. We will share it. We will give time. Facebook, 5 minutes. Instagram, 2 minutes. Then, what's the number? Twitter, another 2 minutes. In that 2 minutes, we are finished. If the body doesn't want, let it go. I've given him 30 minutes. Amen. I'm going to read my 13 scriptures in the day. Sister Timmy is doing what the whole Bible in 43 days, 47 days. Is it 43 days?
Yes.
I know people who are doing it, they are reading the whole Bible in 43 days. Yes, that's what he's doing. It's called Bible Sprint. Those of you and Ruby are on it now. You can join it. So, this thing was said that people are sleeping on the whole Bible in 43 days. Amen. They are all on it. Hallelujah. So, we are saying, brethren, that let's not say, but we are saying reality. You know? So you can't be doing the wrong thing and expect the same thing and expect a different result. No way, something must change. Amen. You must bring back day out, Bible reading time, sit down, drop time table. As you go to market to buy food, go to market. You wise woman, righteous woman, we do what? We get our food from far means 7 days fast. Yes, ma'am. 14 days fast. They are going far into the spirit to come bring the food. Amen. We should say amen, ma'am.
Amen.
The righteous woman goes far to bring the food. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hebrews 9:14.
This is the key, this is the call of the of. So let me just sort it out. After this, we will run a little bit. So, what I'm saying is the mind. How do you change the mind? The word of God. Psalm 19, verse 7. The word of the Lord. The Lord of the Lord does what? The mind must move. Must get in. Hallelujah. Amen. From is it Hebrews 9:14. You must sit down and draft program. Hebrews 9:14. So if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of our head are sprinkling of clean, sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ. Who too? Are you seeing it there? Is it not so? He did that the spirit. Amen. Is anybody here still saying our own spirit? You better spirit though.
Amen. You need the Spirit. Your mind will pray, the Spirit prays. Jesus said, if I don't go, the Spirit will not come. Need help. Amen.
Amen.
While he was praying, the guy, the Bible said, angels came to minister to him. Don't you understand? You need that help. Brethren, we need help. Hallelujah.
Amen.
After this meeting, we shall pray for those who need help. Help of the Spirit. Amen. You pray, Spirit. I was even sharing, we were talking about the marriage. You know that those who want to marry, those days of you want to marry. Why do you want to have peace? That language will not speak to you. Happy peace. We must climb up in the heaven and go and get the word about the wife to marry. That the word of knowledge appraises the marriage, okay? The word of wisdom also appraises the marriage. The sight of spirit also appraises the marriage. So all our young people and our young sisters need to rise and begin to operate in the spirit. Come and tell us you have peace. Tell us what God has showed you. What encounter have you had? Amen.
Amen!
Since I was looking, I had a counter. 6 months before the brother landed, she had a counter. Since I was looking, also. Raise your hand and say, praise the Lord. She had a counter 6 months before this brother from the. Okay, sorry, I'm still talking about the Amen! Who has a counter? Absolutely. Don't come and tell us this. We don't want to hear that counter. We want to see if we can get something. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, verse 9. Verse 14. So how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, do what? Purge on the night of atonement. Purge. You know that Omo. You know, when you go and wash, when the cloth enters home, when you bring it out, no more sin. No more cleanses. Come. Right there. Okay, what's the new one now? Mr. Clean. What's Amen. The blood is able to purge. And our mission should be that our soul should be washed of every aspect.
Amen.
It should be the topic of our prayer meetings.
Amen.
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 It should be the subject of our fasting. Cleanse my soul.
Amen.
Purge my soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you say so, angels will move in action. Angels cannot walk when you have not said so. You must empower them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we must begin to bring a new incense, a new offering.
Amen.
And say, God, purge our soul.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hebrews 10, 1-4. So for the law, having the shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, and never will those sacrifices which they offered ever again continually do what? Make the comers or the worshiper therefore perfect. So the purpose of the Old Testament is to make the worshiper perfect. I want you to know that. Now look at the next verse. For then will they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once for should have had no more conscience of sin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The purpose of being born again is to purge the conscience from sins. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Old Testament could not do it, because on the blood of bulls and goats, the energy there is small. The energy of sin is much more higher than that one. Hallelujah. So require a stronger hand. Need strong hand. Amen.
Amen.
To punch. And that's what the blood of Jesus does. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, so the mind therefore became a captive. You know, I told you about how the Palestinians captured Gaza. You know, the Europeans, they saw oil, saw gold, saw. The treasure they saw in Africa, they don't understand. This one was a village compared to the city of Benin in 1100 and something. So the Europeans, they saw treasure and they say Africa, no way.
they took over Africa, divided it among themselves. That's the type of what the devil has done to the soul. Amen.
Amen.
The treasure the devil has taken it over. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's how the soul became a captive. Alright, let's look at John chapter 8. Let's look at John chapter 8. John chapter 8, as I know, of course, know that scripture. John chapter 8, 34 and 36. So then answered Jesus, "Verily, verily, I say to you, whosoever committed sin is what? Adam. As Adam entered, and we all enter after him. And the servant abided not in the house forever, but the son. By then, therefore, if the Son therefore shall make you or make me free, I shall be free indeed." Amen. And let's look at the last scripture. Peter. 2 Peter 2 about the captivity of the mind. 2 Peter 2. See, having eyes full of adultery. Verse 14. 2 Peter 2:14. Having eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin. So that is another scripture talking about captivity. Let's look at 1 Chronicles 10. Let's go to the old and read a little bit. 1 Chronicles 10. This is about the scripture about Saul. This is why the Palestinians, when they kill, they carry the body. Because they use the body for something. How much more they have. 2 Chronicles 2. First Chronicles 10. Yes, and then we read, let's go back. Yes, thank you. But let's read a little bit for context, from the end of the story. As it says, so Saul died and his 3 sons, and his house died after him, because all his brothers were part of his government. And when all the men of Israel that were in the valley saw that they fled, and that Saul and his sons were dead, and they forsook their cities and fled. What happened? What happened? The Palestine or the Philistines came and did what? Hallelujah. Verse 8. And it came to pass on the morrow when the Philistines came to strip the slain, that's to take the, you know, the spoil of war, you know, to strip the slain, that they took. Then they found Saul and his sons falling in Mount Geba. Verse 9. And when they had stripped him, they took what? They took his head, number 1. Number 2, his armor. And sent him to the land of Philistine to carry tidings to the idols. This was 10. And they put his armor in the house of their gods. And they fastened his head. Where? His head is the mind. This all they don't know is me and you, our mentality. Amen. The devil's plan is to capture our mentality. Hallelujah. And the mentality is where you have unbelief. And that's what must be addressed. John 16. Okay, let us see that same thought in Daniel chapter 1. So you see, it's a regular thing that the devil does. It's a regular practice of warfare that they carry the head as a beast. Look at Daniel chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came the book of the king of Judah of Babylon unto Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand with part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar. Where? To the house of where? And he brought the vessels into the treasure house. Hallelujah. So, what we are talking about, deliverance, atonement, we are going into the territory of the devil. And we must go on God's mercy. Hallelujah. Which is what we are looking at. So, let us not just stop at the surface. We need to go deep into the heart. We need to investigate. Look at verse 5, chapter 5, verse 3. See what Belshazzar did. Okay? Belshazzar was the king of Babylon at that time, when he was drinking and enjoying party. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem. And the king and his princes and his wives and his concubines did what? Drink a drink out of them. So, the purpose of God is to use our mind to bring life and ministry to himself. Hallelujah. And every one of us, we must really examine ourselves to see in which way we have surrendered ourselves and begin to make, retrace our steps. Let's read the last one, Judges 16. It's about Samson. Judges 16. Samson was anointed of God. Brethren, it's not about being anointed, though. It's what you do with the mind. It's what we do with our vessels. What to do with our free time. Samson was anointed, but he lacked consecration. May the Lord receive us again.
Amen.
With the grace of consecration.
Amen.
Look at verse 16:20. And he said, the Philistines, as she said, that was like Delilah, you know, said, the Philistines be upon you, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep as before. I said, I will go out as at other time before and shake myself, and the power will come. But he wished not that the Lord had departed from him, because these locks had been cut. You know, there are things that shape our locks, things that defile our consecration. We need to check again. For the Philistines took him and put on his eyes, his vision, hallelujah, and brought him down to Gaza, and bound him with fetters of brass, and he did grind in the prison bars. I believe that light is coming. You know, when Peter was there, light, God sent light to that. To that dungeon. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray you will send light.
Amen.
To our dungeons and deliver every one of us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Alright, so we can. I didn't talk about the natures of the soul, because I believe we are familiar. And I put the scriptures. So if you are a Christian, how do you know that the soul has four natures? Is there? That's not it. In fact, it's everywhere in the Bible. I didn't just want to. Everywhere. There are four. So the tabernacle, many of us think tabernacle is not number. Tabernacle is about the soul. The Saban, and not just mind, it even goes higher to the realms of the heart. You know, so there's a lot of light in it. You know, that we must not just play around with it. So let's go to the next one. As we begin to okay, so now I'm coming to the other part of the lesson, the nature of the mind. We're talking about the soul. We have established how darkness came into the soul. We need to push a little bit into the mind. You know, when we talk about the mind, many of us have read literature, we have read Greek literature, we have read Roman literature, English literature, we talk about this thing. I will appeal to us to put it aside. Let us see what God says about the mind. Let's see from the point of view of scripture. It will help us to understand what God is thinking. What is in God's mind? Alright, so let's dig a little bit into the scripture. We are going to the Greek. We'll look at it. And then when you go home, look at it yourself. It's important. Because the salvation we're talking about, this atonement depends on the working of this man. So we're looking at Hebrews chapter 8. I will need to clean something. Because I need to draw something. Let me clean this one. This has been illustrated. So let's clean this one. So now we are talking about the mind. So assuming that this is the mind. So how does the mind work? Let's look at what the Bible says about the mind. How does your mind work? How does my own work? Hebrews 8. Sister, can you go to the Tanzania? Let's push a little bit into the Greek. It will help us. Now, Hebrews 8, 10 to 12. Let me just read. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after they say the Lord. I will do what? I will put my law into where? Into. The mind has two natures. I'm a medical doctor. I was trained for many years. 7 years, basic medicine. Another, I stayed longer. So I have 7 years again to do a postgraduate program. I went and did another year again to get the master's program. I spent another 10 years writing, studying to become a professor. So, to put mind, all that is in the physical mind, what we call the conscious mind. But there is a spiritual part of the mind, the unconscious part of the mind. That one is for God and the devil to play with. Hallelujah. Amen. So, there is a spiritual. When God says, go to put something in your mind, it's not about the spiritual operation. He also uses natural. So, for example, when you look at scripture, say the Psalm 119, this is verse 103 or something, says, the entrance of the 135, the entrance of thy word bringeth life. That's a very important principle. Because you ask us, how does life enter the mind? How does light enter the mind? If light enters the mind, then darkness can also enter the mind. Because the nature of the soul and your spirit is the nature of light. That means it can become bright or can become dark. The two work together. It can be brightened. It can also become dark. Hallelujah. Depending on the energy that comes into the land.
Hallelujah.
All right, so let's read. So let's go into that verse 11. And they shall not teach, so I'll put the law in their mind, and I will write it in their heart, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. Now, when you look at the word heart, it means anything. It just says middle. The Hebrew word says middle. The Greek word says middle. So the middle of what? Right, so that's the question I ask about the heart. Middle of what? So the heart of man is spiritual because the heart combines your spirit, your soul, and your body. The body and the soul meet together in the brain. And they meet in what they call neurotransmitters. There are chemicals in your brain that affect your mood. If you take it, for example, if you take alcohol, so if you're not used to drinking, you just take a little bit, your head starts behaving one kind, and your mind starts behaving one kind. So that means your brain and the mind, they work together in a place, in a realm. Hallelujah. But that's the lower mind, because that's the mind, part of the mind that can be affected by natural things. There is the higher realms of the mind. That's why the mind is like a high mountain. Alright? Okay, let's look at the scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. But they're what? But they're mighty through God, doing what? So the pulling down of strongholds. Casting down. The imagination is not down, it's up. Casting down imagination and every low thing,
every high thing
that does what? Against what? Can you imagine how high my mind is to fight with God? Hallelujah. Can you imagine the rebellion that the devil sowed in my mind to fight against God? Hallelujah. Amen. So the mind is a high place, and the devil went to the top of it and planted good and evil, and then everything became corrupted. So if we are going to heal the mind, we too must go to the mountain. Hallelujah. Amen. So Moses was asked to come to the high mountain to put. Hallelujah. We will address that later, but I just wanted to bring that point. So, if you look at the word, verse 11, and they shall not teach every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. So, we are going to look at those two words, know. Alright? Can you open it? Okay, so using the word genosko. Alright, so we have identified one word, genosko. So there are two words I want to zero in on. One is genosko. Alright. The other one is Eido. And they come from the word plus. And this one comes from another word called Ayans. Sorry, I won't see even more that you have that. Dianwa. Dianwa is there are two words. This one, Noah, is the same as news. Daya means spectrum. Red means all the realms. Daya means
is a diameter. The diameter means you're looking at all the lengths.
That's from where the word is written.
Diaphragm. Goes from one part of their body to the other.
So the word dia means all through. So diaphragm means all through the lens of the mind. Hallelujah. Alright, so there are two words. Kinosko is the active word of Noah. Noah means to know. Noah means to know. Actually, you know that English language is from Latin, is it not? Greek and Latin from Latin. Alright? Okay. So the word knows is from where we get our word know. To be aware. To perceive. To know something. Alright? And the mind is a creation of knowing. So let's read that verse again. And he shall not say to his brother, Ginosko the Lord. That's know the Lord. How do you know the Lord? You know the Lord through your eyes, through the sense. Just like I'm seeing Rasha and I know you. I'm using my physical eyes to see you. Alright? So Eido is the spiritual eye of the mind. Amen. Alright. So the two of them work together. Ginosko uses Eido to see things. Hallelujah. So one is the eye and one is the process that uses the eye to get information. So let's go back to the board and just read some of the things that we do. Alright, so I've said the nature of the mind means diagonal. That's the Greek for 1271 means diagonal. And then I've put down four natures. There are more that I feel that are important. One is to define the mind. I say faculty of, not like me, I'm a staff of the faculty of basic clinical science. Our work is the bad functioning of the body, pathology, and then the chemical. That's my situation. And I don't specialize in anything bad about blood. That's my faculty, that's my abilities, where I'm specialized. Alright? So, the mind is specialized to do what? To see. To know. To think. Alright? And then, images. The mind fits by images. That's why I say we all with our open face. You know what? Beholding the glory of the Lord. What happens? A change. Anything the mind sees, it will become. If we say amen, man.
Amen.
Anything you see. So Joseph, Jacob, he took the things and put it in front of those pregnant cattle, you know, and calm. As they looked at it, they began to go through that change. Hallelujah. What's the vision? So it's a principle. If you watch Twitter from 12 midnight to 4 a.m. every day, you become a victim of Twitter. But if you do like my brother said, by 12 o'clock, you are up for your evening service, your evening service, you speak in tongues, you carry your Bible, and you are moving around the whole house.
Yeah.
After a few months, you also have PhD in of the graduation. Amen. Say amen now.
Amen.
It's 10:10. 1:1. 5:5. Alright. So if you want change, you must go to the science of change. You must behold. If you have beholded the Bible, you become like the Bible. The Bible becomes personalized in you.
Yeah.
If you are watching Hollywood movies, 3 hours, part 1 to 3. You can't go wrong. Part 1 to 3. At the end, you become not evil. Amen. You know their names before they eat the video. What should he want yesterday? Because you are meeting him on Facebook. You know the name of his mother. You know the name of his wife. The school that the wife went to Montessori International School. And all that. You know all those things. But you don't know the Solomon. You don't know about Solomon. You don't know the things in the scripture. Hallelujah. The church cannot come. Hallelujah, brethren.
Amen.
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 The entrance of the world. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
David says, three times will I arise at morning, at noon, and at midnight. I will rise and praise him. And you're looking at David, and how did it happen? Well, because he had a regimen, you know, of engaging. Alright, so that's the mind. And then we have seen ginosko means to know. The act of knowing. Perceiving. Perceiving means to see things without the physical eye. You can see things with the natural eye. You can see things with the spiritual eyes. Hallelujah. Angel means that particular capacity to behold, to receive information. And the two of them work together. Now, the loins of the mind are the higher range of your mind, the senses, the creative part of the mind. Now, this is the place where if God heals, I'm praying that God heal my loins. If I open my mouth, before I open, the devil has disappeared. Because of the energy that I am bringing, it cannot stand. That's when Jesus came. He said, "Oga, what do we have to do with you?" He has not said anything yet. But they were already shouting because the loins of his mind were already full with energy. That would say, if the cloud is full of water, what will happen? Amen. So when we rise and God begins to heal our loins, say, "Heal my mind, Lord." God begins to heal. I believe that there is a gate of life in my mind. Hallelujah. The mind is creative. And I give the example there. Adam created all the animals. He gave names to all the animals. Amen. He called them. So whatever he called them, they were. He said sheep, he became sheep. Lion, he became lion. Hallelujah. So also, in the spirit, if you say today, you shall not rain. This day I was going to my village. I said, "God, I looked at the calendar. The weather map says 95% probability of rain." I said, God, I'm going to do it. This can be rain wait when I come back before. Amen. Those who might know that when we went and came back, no rain on the back. Hallelujah. I'm just saying that you can come to the place where you become creative. Hallelujah. You shall say to this man, "Be thou removed." And you do not have in your hand. You shall be as thou hast said. Why? Because there is a capacity, there is a factory of life inside your mind that gives life. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And that's what the devil went and captured. And is multiplying evil all over the world. Are you aware that there are people who have house on the internet? There is a new science of internet architecture. Okay, they are calling it metaverse. They are here. They are building houses in the sky on the internet. They buy land. They go there to give food to their dogs. I'm not talking to people. They know that those of our people, they know. Hallelujah. They talk about their lifestyle, their family in the internet. Different from they say they go marry. Hallelujah. That is the mind. So if the mind is so productive for unrighteousness, how much more in life? Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, people should answer me that. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm just trying to say that the mind is created. Hallelujah. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6. Let's read. What does that scripture say? Ephesians 6. 6:10. Let us read. People are hitting the middle of audience. Ephesians 6:10. Okay, fire, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the wiles of the. I don't think that
there was something that I mean.
Okay, so let's look at the last one, altar. Now, this is very important because an altar is a place where two lands. Alright? Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2. There is a physical altar, and it's important. There is the place, the altar of, you know, the place where we bring offering to God. I'm looking at the altar that is within. 1 Corinthians 2:11. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the spirit of God. So there's a place where the spirit of man and the spirit of God that they meet. Alright? Verse 12 says, but now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. That what? We might know. You can see the connection. Alright? That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there is an altar, there is a place, an interface within you where the things of God are recorded. Hallelujah. When there is a situation and you go to God, if you rise, if your spirit rises, if your mind rises, you come to God where you begin to touch and you will receive the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There's a realm where there's word of knowledge. There's another realm where all those gifts of the spirit, there are realms in the spirit. When you touch it, things will grow. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So the church must begin to operate by the gifts of the spirit like water. These things were just, you know, like just some bread. And that's because we are not pressing. Brethren, we must ascend and press to the place where we begin to touch this reality. And there are brethren who are touching this reality. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Look at Romans 12. Romans 12. We are trying to encourage us to rise in the spirit.
Yes.
How do you rise in the spirit? You rise through your mind. Amen. The mind is the entrance into the soul. It's a portal. Your body is also a portal into the soul. It's a lower portal. Hallelujah. So, if you open up the portal of your mind, the life of God will begin to come in. And it will carry you up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body. That word is soma. When it translates as body, it means soma. It means substance. Not just physical, it also means spiritual substance. So, in other words, your spirit, soul, and body. You must present it as what? A living sacrifice. Now, the sacrifice I made yesterday and the one I'm making today are different. Amen. So every day needs a fresh sacrifice that is only acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed, but be you what? Transformed by the renewing. But my brother was one that told us that there's a difference between information and transformation. Many of us today we're getting information. You need to work on it. Because information is not your own. You are just hearing. You need to bring that word and let that word inspire you. And that inspiration means you get a revelation from what I even actually called. Look at it again. And that word transforms you. And that word now causes you to take an action. That's where everything comes. Hallelujah.
you are transformed, you are inspired, then you begin to change. Okay, from today, I will wake up by 4 o'clock to pray. That is change. If you pray every month by 4 o'clock, they will give notice in heaven. Say, I can't come to pray at 4 o'clock. So, some angels will come and stand by your side. After some time, you don't even need the door. Because at 4, somebody will not come and pray for that. Amen. Small change. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when you are there, the more you stay there, you begin to hear sound and see things. And you start writing it down. You come here to be something else and share it. Amen. If you do it a long time, it becomes part of you. Hallelujah. That's changed. Hallelujah. So it's not just by hearing the message. You must do something with what you hear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Alright, so it says the mind is the primary sense organ or mental power of the soul. The soul uses the mind to interact with the body, with the spirit, with the soul, with other parts of the soul, with other. The mind is the headquarters of everything. Hallelujah. So he interacts both with the spiritual realms and the natural realms, and with the five senses of the body. Hallelujah. So you can look at Isaiah 11, you know, the seven spirits of the Lord, you know, that are mentioned. We'll just read that quickly. Where are we now? Actually, that's the main body. After that, we'll just do that there. So let's look at Isaiah 11. After this, we'll begin to wind down. I think there are questions. Isaiah 11. Isaiah 11. To repeat again, change comes by taking some steps. If you hear, in the next 25 hours, almost 80% of what you have been doing now. Unless you go back and note some things and then work on those things. Verse 1 says, and there shall comfort, Isaiah 11, 1, and there shall comfort a rod out of the stem of this, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, and the spirit of counsel and mind, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of God, and shall make him of quick understanding. The fear of the Lord. Shall not judge after the sight of his physical eyes, but rather he will judge after the sight of his spiritual eyes, and that is faith. Things that are seen, things that are hoped for, without seeing them naturally. Hallelujah. And shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ear. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove the iniquity for the meek of the earth. And shall smite the earth and not into darkness. When you run where you begin to know that there is bullet in your mouth. Where you know that there is power in your mouth. Life and death. And when you have that knowledge, your life will change. Hallelujah. The devil will take notice that this one, something has happened with him. Hallelujah. And with the breath of his lips, that he slay. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. So that is the altar. This. And that's where the devil went and built his headquarters also. Hallelujah. God, the business of reclaiming it. Hence, the atonement of the mind. So, there are four main faculties or capacities in the mind. We are talking about the one is to know. That is the work of angels. What you see, information you see, you receive that information. Hallelujah. So, the other day I was having a dream, God showed me something. Alright? And I had an information in the dream. I began to pray about it. Because God was giving me intelligence. Hallelujah.
Say amen.
Amen.
So it's called knowledge and perception. And I will see that 2 Corinthians chapter 2. So who knows the things of the Spirit of God? For the Spirit of God. You know. Yeah, who knows the things of man but the Spirit of man? So the Bible said that the Spirit of God bears witness with our own spirits. Okay. So there is a flow of energy and information. Alright? So that is the realm of knowledge and perception. Then, what you have understood, you must understand it. What you have received, you must understand it. So that is, it means the word synesis. It means you put together. You know, mentally, or by analysis, or by examining it, you have an understanding. Well, the men of Israel were men of what? Understanding. They knew the times, and they understood. They knew what Israel ought to do. So you as a believer, you must know the time. What? Where are we in God's program? Alright? So it says 70 weeks are determined for the people of God to finish sin, to make an end of transgression. And that Jesus came that in the middle, the sacrifice was for. So you can see we are in that place where God is finishing it. You must understand what God is saying. Amen. Let me read the 2 scriptures quickly. Let's read that Luke 24. In that scripture, Jesus did something. This something for those brethren, I do it for you, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Look at the verse 45. This was Jesus to those two brethren on the road to Emmaus. Okay? And verse 42 says, and they gave him a piece of bread and then honey, and he took it and came before them. And he said, these are the words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all this must be fulfilled, which are written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms, concerning me. So that is a secret for those who are studying this. From Genesis to Revelation, it's about Jesus. Every scripture there is about Jesus Christ. Amen. And anywhere Jesus is, you are also there, because he's the head of the body. You are, he's the head, you are the body. So wherever Jesus is, the body is there also. So any scripture you read, say, God, where am I here? You will show you. Amen. Say, the verse says, then open the word.
Yeah.
That they might what?
Understand.
Some of the scriptures are locked up. There is a key. That will say, the letter killer. They are running around scripture. They are not here to do. Nobody needs to open the scripture for you.
Amen.
It's called the spirit of wisdom and revelation in knowledge. Amen. When they open it, you enter. Hallelujah. It's a different story. Amen. Nobody will tell you to come back. Because God says in his presence is fullness of God. And at his presence are what? Pleasures forevermore. Amen. You begin to find pleasure in the presence of God. You won't come by 11 o'clock. By 1, you want to go. We came by 10. You came by 11:30. By 1, you want to go. There's problem there now. Amen. When the scripture, when you think they want you, by 30, you are here. 10, you are here. Or you are in that place where you meet God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you no longer just, there is sweetness. There is something you are seeing. There is something that makes me come into your presence. Are you begging me? This is going to be a journey of your land. Hallelujah. Because you have tasted it. Say, taste and see that the Lord is good. That's understanding. You need to be a man of understanding. Amen. You need to read it between the lines. Then look at the conscience. You know? It means to see and perceive clearly. See, it comes from the same word. Okay, I think that it means synesthesis. It means to understand completely what you have seen. You have a full understanding of it. You can show it to others. You know, conscience means full seeing. You see the thing from every side, and when you have seen it, it causes you to take a decision, to take a stand. Hallelujah. John, let's look at John chapter 8.
You don't see that story in John chapter 8.
Quickly,
well, I know I'm short of time.
Finish quickly. John 8, 9. This is Jesus and the woman talking about you. Alright? And then Jesus, they came and he was writing their sins on the ground. He stooped and was writing murder. You cheated last night. And then we got to write everything. So when you are sick and using the word, he was writing on the ground. So he stooped and was writing. And they which had been convicted by what? Because they were convinced. They had an information that, look, okay, this is this situation. Alright, so that's the work of the conscience. Conscience has a voice. You know, it speaks to you and mobilizes you to action. Alright, so that's, you know. Let's look at some stories. Alright, Romans, Hebrews 10, 19. Hebrews 10, 19. That talks about the evil conscience. There's a good conscience, there's an evil conscience. But Romans tells us that there's a weak conscience. A conscience can be weak, not strong, not convincing. And that is the middle of the problem here. For we're not, our conscience is weak, we're not really convinced about this thing. If you are fully convinced, that conviction will move you, to move you to action. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Conviction moves you. Conviction makes a man stand against opposition. We are convinced. For then I know whom I have. Say that I shall remember. As I thought he entered 14 day fast. He came out and said, God has told me I shall be no loss. Even though he cannot, I come and say it. Amen. Came out of something. Alright, so we are going to read 10:19. Having therefore brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus Christ, by a new and living way which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, flesh. Having a high priest over the house of God, let us walk, draw near a true heart, a full assurance of faith. Having our hearts what? Sprinkled by the blood of Jesus Christ from an evil conscience. Our bodies washed. Amen. So, my conscience can change. So, maybe they sing, sing, sing. Come the point, maybe they say, righteous, righteous, righteous. Because it has been changed. Now, where I have completed, there's an action. So, let's look at just those two stories and we'll move on. Ecclesiastes 9:14, just at the end of Ecclesiastes, there's a story there, you know, about a poor man that was full of wisdom. What did he do? Ecclesiastes 9:14. Solomon said to Pastor, this wisdom have I seen under the sun, and it seemed great unto me. There was a little city, and few men in it, and there came a great king against it, and besieged it, and built great bulwarks against it. That king is the devil. Amen. And there was sound in it. Where? A poor wine. Hallelujah. And he, by his wisdom, did what? Believers. Amen. Yes, nobody remember. That's what we do. Because God gives us a word that delivers us from death. Amen. Alright, 2 Samuel chapter 16. I'm rushing. Have mercy. 2 Samuel 20. Only the whole story that about this wise woman. Alright? There was somebody who rebelled against him, you know, Sheba.
then cry a wise woman out of the city. Here, here, I pray you, O Joab, come near Peter and Isaac. He said, you know, so have you come to destroy the whole city? Alright? Then look at verse 22. Then the woman went unto all the people in her wisdom. So wisdom makes you take an action. And they cut off the head of Sheba, the son of Bichri, and they cast it out to Joab. And Joab blew the trumpet, and they retired from it. Everybody went to him. Hallelujah. So God gives you wisdom, a word of wisdom, that enables you to take an action. And that action brings vision. Praise God. Alright, so the other things are there, I'm sure it's like everything else, after we post it, and we can look at it. But what we are trying to do is trying to show that the mind is very important in this thing about atonement. Let's go to the next one. Alright, so these are the effects of darkness upon the mind. Most importantly, Ephesians 1 says that the eyes of understanding be enlightened, that we know the riches of our inheritance of Christ and the hope of our calling. Next one. Alright. So these are practical steps to take. Alright, how do you atone for the mind? What do you do? The law must be inside. Alright, Matthew 14:12 says, the Lord our God is one God, the first commandment. Thou must love the Lord thy God with all your heart, your mind, your emotion, and all that. And that brings us to a new covenant. Say, I will make a new covenant. I've read it in Hebrews chapter 8. I will write my law. And the purpose of it, alright, is that he might present unto himself, Ephesians chapter 5, a church. A church begins from one member of you. If you are not part, there are others who are part of you. I think they are part of you, so I will give the Bible straight. Or there will be something that will happen. So we see God there, you present unto himself the church without wrinkle. And then we must come to the marriage relationship. We will deal with this in some ways. Alright? The inward part must be opened up. When I met my wife, I have to open up my inward part. This man is here. I've done so. I open my inward heart. And she also opened. So you cannot be talking to Christ and he was open now. He was open the inward heart. It's called Shalem. Offering. Peace offering. Alliance. Friendship. When you open yourself to God, you also open yourself to you. Amen. That's how it works. Alright? And the purpose of it is that there will be a sealing of the mind. When you present your inward part, then God will write his law towards that. You know? And then the blood will be working to purge the conscience. You know? And then see the oil. Your mind must be anointed. Please look up. When Moses built the tabernacle, he anointed everything with oil to sanctify and us. If you are the temple of God, you must be anointed. Your mind, your soul, your spirit, your body, every part of you must be anointed. Hallelujah. So there must be the anointing of your mind. And then fire will come. Amen. We saw it last time in Leviticus chapter 9. It says, this is the thing you will do, that fire will come. I will come. Hallelujah. So no one brought an offering. 120,000. Oxen, do you understand? 120 cadaver. That was the offering Solomon brought. And then 22,000 bulls. God came the next morning. You know he brought that offering. The whole of the outer court was sealed. They entered the holy place and said that offering. The Bible said that God entered, so I won't go.
Amen. If you bring the light offering, God will be knocking at your door. Hallelujah. Amen. If you bring that kind of offering, God comes to you and says, yes, what can I do for you? Like you told us today, right? Even blank check. Hallelujah. Because it's the presence of God. Amen. If you are at home, if you are, you are saying, I don't feel like going to church today. That door, you know, when you enter that door. Other center, you'll be doing, I feel like I'm at the door. And I'll be trying to enter it. You see, sometimes the network will not enter the network. And the network will not. They will come to room and you. You see. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Next one. Okay, we'll talk about the Lord and the world. But next one. This came from last week. Next one. I think this is the last one. Okay, so that is the ministry about reconciliation. The purpose of reconciliation is to heal the mind. Because the mind must be at peace with Christ. Amen. Listen, my mind must be at peace, must be a friend before he can come. And it says, he that has my word, that does it. I and my Father will come and do what we will make our abode. Amen. God cannot come to us when we are his enemy, when we are carnally minded. Amen. Amen. Can we just bow our heads to pray? As they will say, something must have spoken to you. So let us bow our heads to speak to the Lord. What is the Lord saying? What is the Lord requiring of you? What is the Lord requiring of you?
In the mood of prayer, we have heard the words, and I'm sure that something that's touched your heart. You know, it would be good for us to just take some time to meditate so that we can receive the fullness of what God has told us this afternoon. Now let us just be quiet before the Lord. You know, there is something called holy presence as an offering of silence before the Lord. You know, just to think and meditate on what. You know, sometimes we don't need noise, too much noise. We just need to concentrate on the word that has come to us.